today. Before you try and give money to Ukraine charities, check first to make sure you're not being scammed. A new appointment to the parking board in Springfield, the race for the governor's council, trying to extract hash oil from cannabis, don't do it, and more.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Thursday, 3rd of March, and our morning moment of inspiration comes from one of the greatest filmmakers in our history, Frank Capra, who said, "A hunch is creativity trying to tell you something." Let's look at the weather for today. Mostly sunny, high 30, 34. Tonight, partly cloudy, and a low of 12 to 16 degrees. Mayor Sarno announced today that he has appointed Paul Faniff to the Springfield Parking Authority Board of Directors. Paul is the owner of St. Pierre Faniff Funeral Chapels and previously served on the City of Springfield's Civilian Community Police Hearing Board. He also serves on the Massachusetts Board of Registration in embalming and funeral directing. Well, it's one thing to yield to emergency vehicles on 91, but a small Cessna? According to State Police Lieutenant Valentini, the Cessna plane landed at around a 44.4-mile marker on I-91 north near Greenfield. The left lane of traffic was still open after exit 43. A tweet by Massachusetts State Police said the plane successfully emergency landed due to a mechanical failure. The two people in the plane were reported to have no injuries. No estimated time was given for when traffic would open back up. I'm sure it has by now. Crews removed the plane. At least it landed on the shoulder. Well, we've made it through the middle of pothole season. It's a killer in this state. I've been fortunate, nothing so far this year, fingers crossed, but I have hit a few of them, despite my best measures. It didn't hurt the car, but might have loosened a molar or two. Pothole encounters can wreak havoc on car tires, wheels, and suspensions. Most pothole-related repairs cost less than $250, but in some cases, the bill can exceed $1,000. The average repair cost is $306. Even worse, hitting a pothole or taking the wrong measures to avoid one could cause a crash and personal injuries. What to do? Truthfully, not very much, but you can try. You can try to help protect yourself, your car, and your wallet from pothole damage. Keep your tires properly inflated. Eliminate driving distractions. Look ahead for road hazards. Be wary of puddles that may hide potholes. Keep a safe distance from other vehicles. Check your surroundings for collision threats before you stomp on the brakes or swerve suddenly to dodge a pothole. If you can't avoid one, slow down, but release the brakes and straighten the steering wheel just before impact to help minimize any damage. Manufacturers, internet companies, technology suppliers, and city-state governments are all exploring innovative solutions to the pothole problem, including pothole reporting systems that make it easier than ever for drivers to join in the effort to wipe out these aggravating depressions. Goody. A man suffered life-threatening injuries last week in an explosion caused during the illicit extraction of cannabis products, according to the State and Fire Marshal Peter J. Ostrowski. The victim suffered serious burns Monday morning while attempting to extract hash oil from marijuana in a mill building on Keeler Street. A large number of marijuana plants and products were later recovered from the scene, along with melted plastic containers and signs of injury. State Fire Marshal Ostrowski says cannabis extraction methods that use propane, butane, and similar substances without proper safety precautions are illegal because they're extremely dangerous. The gases used in these processes are highly flammable. If they accumulate in an enclosed area, the smallest spark can cause a devastating explosion. Mary Hurley's vacating of her seat on the Governor's Council has created a political feeding frenzy. Well, nature abhors a vacuum, especially a political vacuum. Some familiar names are cropping up. Michael A. Fenton of Springfield and Jeffrey Morneau of East Longmeadow issued statements Wednesday that they intend to run as Democrats for the 8th District counselor position. The council's important. It confirms judges and clerks nominated by the governor, and it also votes on nominations for parole board members, Department of Industrial Accident judges, and other administrative quasi-judicial positions. Fenton believes that the governor's council may be the least known elected position in mass government, but also one of the most consequential, because it does help determine the composition of the judiciary. Coming to the Majestic Theater in West Springfield, Misgivings. Join Father Patrick Aloysius for this divine comedy of belly laughs, blessings, blarney, bingo, and one-liners about growing up Catholic. The good father's razor-sharp wit takes on miracles and marriage, counseling to bazaars, and birth control. Comedian Dave Kane brings us New England's most hilarious and entertaining one-man show. It's an interactive comedy featuring a collection, a raffle, and an actual bingo game. This is coming up Tuesday, March 15th. It'll be two shows, 2 p.m., 7 p.m. Tickets are $24 and $26. It's a rescheduled performance from March 2020. Some tickets are still available. If you're looking to help the people of Ukraine, experts say be careful of any donations you make. If that donation is financial, the Better Business Bureau has some tips on how to ensure your money doesn't end up in the hands of scammers instead of the people that really need it. They say to be wary of any claim that 100% of the donation will go to victims. They say all charities have some amount of administrative costs. So, be cautious when giving online to unfamiliar charities, even if the claim links to a relief organization. Find out if the charity actually has a presence in the region they claim to be helping, and be cautious about crowdfunding, because some websites do very little to check out the individuals seeking funds after a disaster. And you can also check with the Better Business Bureau to get a review of actual charities and nonprofits. Our next program up on Friday tomorrow and available to you throughout the day and night, and it'll be Friday's show expanded into the weekend of what's here and there and going on in the Western Mass. I hope you're with us on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.